This year Purim is actually going to be on a Sunday, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch tells us in the laws of Tanis Esther that when Purim is going to be on a Sunday, you have a fast day of Tanis Esther is going to be on a Thursday. And this Tanis, Eino Chova, it's not a full obligation. Therefore, there are leniencies involved when a person is sick, when a person is pregnant, nursing, and the like. There are leniencies. And the reason why is because this fast is not like any other fast that we have. Because all the other fasts that we have are fasts that are associated with the Chorban, destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Yet this fast is actually a fast of salvation. So the Mishnah Berurah tells over here that on the 13th of Adar, the Jewish people, as we know, during the time of Mordechai and Esther, they went and they were willing to sacrifice their lives to fight. What they did was they fasted. Why? They needed to be Mavakish Rachman, to ask Hashem for compassion, that Hashem should help them. So what they did was, whenever you have battle, what do you do when you have battle? He says in Mishnah Berurah, you fast. You fast in order to go into battle. Where did they learn that from? They learned this idea of going fasting into battle. They learned it from Moshe Rabbeinu. When they went to go battle Amalek, that we had in Parshat B'Shalach, that they actually went and fasted then in order to beseech Hashem to get help from Shemayim. So that's what they did. They fasted. So too, Imkein Bavadai, definitely by the times of Mordechai and Esther, they would fast on that specific day. The day you're going into battle, that's the day that you're actually going to fast. Vachein. And these important words over here. If it is minhag amongst all the Jewish people to fast on the 13th of Adar, and it's called Tainis Esther, why? In order to remember that Hashem watches and listens to anybody in a time of tzara, anybody in their time of pain. When you fast and you're in a time of difficulty and pain, Hashem will listen to you. And it says, V'yashav el Hashem b'chol avava, and you return and do tshuva to Hashem with all your heart, just like they did in Mordechai and Esther, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu. So when a person's going through a hardship, they're going through a difficulty, that's when actually they turn to fasting. So Hashem can actually help them. Fasting is part of the tshuva process. When you're going through a hardship, you should realize that you can actually take upon yourself a fast at the same time actually doing tshuva. But we mentioned to you that it's a different fast than the other fast. It's really what we say is that Tanis Esther is actually part of Purim itself. What do you mean it's part of Purim? The whole reason why we're fasting on Tanis Esther is to be able to celebrate the salvation we have in Purim. So when you're fasting on the fast of Esther, on Tanis Esther, what you're doing is you're putting yourself in the fast mode. You're putting yourself in the Purim mode. By the fact that you fasted, you can now celebrate the element of Purim. It goes hand in hand. It's not like a fast for the Chorban, for destruction. It's again, because they fasted, they were saved. So too, we do the same thing to be able to rejoice on Purim. Therefore, there are leniencies that are associated. So if a person has a major headache, person is nursing, or a person's 30 days after birth, we say you don't have to fast. Because their leniencies are specifically associated with Tainus Esther. There's some that were even more lenient on it. But again, if a person can, they should certainly try to fast. If fasting is going to cause them to get into worse shape, not that they're just going to be hungry, there are leniencies associated. Even though this fast is on Friday, it's not before Purim, so it makes it a little easier for us, because once the fast ends, you just go eat. You don't have to listen to Megillah. Nonetheless, it's still an important fast that we have, but it's the fast of salvation. It's a fast of celebration and not a fast of destruction. So it's a unique fast that stands out in our fast days.